Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Every smile hides a secret, and some of them are deadly. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Another thing that's been brought up quite a few times, and it may just be speculation because it looks weird, but in the context of everything else, it doesn't. It looks like, well, this should be looked at closer. Kim Porter, his former longtime girlfriend, mother of three of his children, found dead in Los Angeles at the age of 47. This was several years ago now. That was back in 2018. And it was ruled a flu-like symptoms. It was some sort of natural cause, basically side effects of pneumonia is what was it was ruled to be. After being sick for a very short period of time and then dying, otherwise known as a fairly healthy individual, you know, fairly young as well, vibrant. Yeah, I mean, that stuff does happen sometimes, but this just doesn't look quite right, especially if we understand if she was the partner of him for quite a while, she knew a lot. Cassie knew a lot. Anybody who spends a lot of time with him in any sort of romantic sense, and I think that's a very loose use of that word, knows a lot about what he's into and what he's able to do. There's a book that's coming out, and the family, Diddy himself, is saying, and so is the kids, this is not her true memoir. This is all made up. And it could be. There's a lot of people going for a money grab right now. Just 60 pages, allegedly, from her diary. It spells out basically the same things we've already heard from Cassie and many other people. I don't even think it needs to be real to probably be true in terms of the overall content of what life was like there. And everybody's going back to the autopsy and saying, well, it was this. Like, we talk about many cases where autopsies are not done well or correctly or influenced by someone with a lot of money and power from people who are far less prominent than Diddy. I don't think it's a far stretch to think that, and I'm not accusing anybody, but it's a possibility that, you know, this cause of death may have been exactly what Diddy wanted them to put down, so that's what they did.
So,
mm-hmm.
I've been waiting to talk about this one.
All right.
You mean chomping at the bit on
all
this.
All right.
So, as a behaviorist, anytime we see something that deviates from a pattern of normality that happens routinely, it makes me go, ooh, let's look at that. So, here we have a 47-year-old, reasonably healthy individual that dies of lobar pneumonia. So, as a behaviorist, I say, what the hell is that? How common is it for someone to die of that? With no comorbidities, you know, the types of things I said, if you caught COVID you had comorbidities, you know, which gave you a higher percentage that it's going to affect you really negatively.
Sure.
You're going to die. So someone, a normally healthy person, roughly the age 47, the likelihood of death from that is under 3%.
And I'm guessing probably could have gotten some of the best health care in the world, being who she was with him.
So the next step I do is, so what other things could make it look like pneumonia?
Yes.
And yeah, so there's types of poisons that do happen that can make things look like pneumonia. And so when you're conducting a normal autopsy for death, you're not going to necessarily look at the gastrointestinal system the same way that you would if you suspect that it's been foul play. If there's foul play, you look at those things. Otherwise, you tend to not to. I've covered cases before where things have had flu-like, pneumonia-like symptoms and people have died pretty rapidly from a poisoning. Again, like you said, I'm not saying it. All I'm saying is that only 3%, under 3% of people of this bracket that she was living in, from what we see, you don't know, you know, other, she could have had really, really bad behaviors, you know, alcohol, overindulgence, alcohol consumption, inhalants, and all these other things can cause the same type of illness. But it's a very, very rare occasion where someone dies from it. So that's the only reason I took a look at that, because it's rare.
And this wasn't even the COVID period either,
right,
where it was a mix with COVID. Like, that is shocking. And here's the kicker on it too. And I just looked this up while you were talking. Cremated. Surprise, surprise. There ain't no body to go take another look at now, is there? Is there information that would be out there that they could look at all? I mean, I suppose they've only did so many type of medical tests on her. If they assumed right away it was low bar pneumonia, they're probably not checking for poisons, right, or things of that nature. So there's really not going to be a real clear way to determine her cause of death. I mean, unless there's some extenuating evidence, emails, digital evidence or something about him talking about something like this in a nefarious way of murdering her, you know, I'm just speculating, that would point to it, I guess.
It's really difficult at this point because you don't have a body to examine. You don't really have much to go on. The thing I'd be looking for, you're right on my train of thought. The only thing I thought of asking myself is like, all right, if this is what I thought it was back then, what would I do as an investigator? I would look at 24 hours prior to her coming down with the first symptoms, what she consumed and who was in her life at that time. And I'd just start with that.
If that can be even found out. I mean, as far as what
I know, I'm saying this far out, we have smoke.
Yeah.
And so I think as an investigator, they have a lot, as we've said before with Diddy, we got smoke in a lot of places. And so this might just be another area to look at the smoke to see if there might be sparks of fire in there that you could actually pursue. I think it's going to be a hard press for them to pursue her, her death as a criminal thing. But I think it might lead them down to it. Because remember, if her death was not accidental, the likelihood of other people knowing is high, the likelihood of other deaths being accidental is low. So again, she might be helpful in her death, sadly, to hopefully bring down Diddy in other ways.
Well, I mean, it seems he led a very insulated life, but within the insulation of that life, he did talk. He shared a lot of stuff with people and was pretty, you know, flagrant with it, including what we talked about earlier, filming, you know, an assault on a woman and sharing it. So I guess I don't think it's really above him that he wouldn't have communicated something within his, you know, digital footprint with somebody about it. Like, I don't know. I mean, I think anything could possibly be there. It's got to be horrible for those kids right now. I mean, obviously there's some that are just, I think they're like mini scumbags that have also participated in some of the alleged assaults and things of that nature. And we've heard that. But I think there are probably some that really don't have anything to do with it. To try to wrap your mind around that, all these accusations against your father, and try to accept it, believe it, don't believe it, and then add this on top that your mom died under these bizarre, and people are going back to that, under these kind of weird circumstances, to contemplate that your dad could be capable of these sort of things. I think some of the kids know, but I don't know that they all know that he was capable of this sort of stuff.
It's an interesting question always that we see with families and kids involved in really abnormal behavior like this. We saw it in the Murdoch, Alec Murdoch as well, and his kids, well, one surviving kid, and that is, this is normal to them. This is all they've ever known as a family, as kids, as children. And so now from there, think about this, or your own thought experiment. You know, when you're at home growing up, your mom's food is the only food that's good food. The way you sleep in bed is only a good way. The only thing you do and play with your toys at home, that's normal. You go outside and the first time you do a sleepover or visit a friend's house, it's a new world and you think they are wrong.
Yeah,
it's all back ass with wrong.
Yes,
you know, and so same thing goes on here. So here's the Diddy world, very insulated, very protected. This is their norm. This is all they've ever known. So when you have people from the outside coming in to them here, it's the enemy. They're full of lies. This is what normal is. They're all just crazy out here. And so one data point of them saying my dad might have murdered my mom, they're crazy anyway.
Yeah.
So see, it's the psychology of their norm, their context is going to make everyone inside that circle and sphere of control, one, not share, because there's two reasons not to share. One, you don't believe it and it's your normal. And the other is fear. So the first thing I'm going to have to do as investigators is lift the veil of fear and expose them to, this is the hard part, so that their life that they were living is not healthy. To them, it is healthy. And so, and that's where the real mind screw happens.
There's so many people affected by this one man in such horrible, horrible ways. And such a public figure that got away with these things for so many years. It's still shocking every day. And again, I think we're just at the tip of the iceberg. New things coming.
I do too. It's shocking and it's a shame. We keep going back. Just think of the good he could have done.
Yeah.
He
bought 1,000 things of lube from Costco. So he helped enrich Costco a little bit. And the attorney, do you hear this one? The attorneys, of all the things the attorneys, because there's not a lot I think he can speak on that really puts him in a good light. But for some reason, his attorney thought it'd be a good idea to say, no, he just buys in bulk. Real thing.
That's what you do with Cheerios, man.
Nobody buys 1,000 Cheerios even.
I guess if you're feeding a cult, you would.
Oh, maybe. Wrap that one there. I was like, oh my God, this is, why are you even saying this out loud? He buys in bulk.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.